This is All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. In a moment, we'll get recommendations from our art hounds, but now it's time for our weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
Inside the South Burlington Metal Shop and under the heat-proof visor on the welder's helmet, you'll find artist and sculptor Kat Clear. She creates graceful, flowing sculptures, lumbering giant animals, and lacily dressed dancers from hard-edged steel. Kat joins me now from an artist's retreat in Wissahick, New York, to talk more about her life as a sculptress and working artist in Vermont. Welcome, Kat.
Hi.
So for listeners who've ever walked into the lobby of the UVM Medical Center Hospital, you sculpted that enormous piece. It's called Fabric of Life. It's the sewing machine with what looks like cloth draping down the walls. How did welding steel and using found objects become your media and method of choice?
Well, I was thinking about it the other day, and I think I wanted to be around people who knew how to do things with their hands. And then I realized that I wanted to learn how to use more industrious tools. And so then I just started hanging around places where people were using these tools and asking a lot of questions.
How does that process work?
I think my biggest thing is to make something that is, you know, man-made and has some history to it and maybe a life of itself before, and then sort of transforming it into something different. And I think that difference comes into my practice with my feminine or feminist perspective.
Yeah, talking about that feminist perspective, I understand you were a welding instructor for young girls at a camp called Rosie's Girls, which is run through Vermont Works for Women. What was that like?
It was such an experience. First of all, I wish there was a camp for me when I was a kid. Rosie's Girls is geared towards 9 through 11-year-old girls, so that's sort of the age where women and girls start to notice that boys and girls potentially do different things. So we sort of try to grab them at that stage and say, no, just in case you were wondering, you can do whatever you really are interested in doing. And part of me wishes I had that as well.
Did anybody ever tell you, you can't do that?
I feel like maybe just in being a girl growing up, I fell into some of that prepubescent stuff where, you know, the boys took the shop classes and the girls did home ec or something like that. And some of it was because I could get my hands on materials more easily in a domestic environment in my home. And some of it was because I just didn't want to be assumed something if I sort of jumped out of the norm, you know?
And Kat, many of your sculptures are really big, and your work is especially visible. It's large sculptures in public places. So by many aspects, you're a successful working artist. I'm always curious, though, do you ever have a day when you just say, this being an artist thing is not working out?
Yeah, I think all the time there's that little voice in the back of my head. But maybe it's sort of an instinctual thing, like don't put yourself into danger. Like when we go and follow our interests and dreams and do our work and all the things that we do in our lives, we still have that sort of instinctual thing, like don't put yourself in danger. In contemporary society where danger would be danger of not being able to pay your bills or not having a home. And so I think I just try to practice stepping outside of my comfort zone. It turns out usually that I'm glad that I stepped out.
What feels like success to you?
Success to me feels like I am living my life and doing the work that I do and interacting with the world in the most holistic and balanced way. So that's a really broad statement. But looking back, I've done a lot of work, which is exciting. I think success to me, yeah, it does look like that I'm living the life that I want to live, which includes making the art that I want to make. And financial success is sort of a tough one because I really just want to afford the lifestyle that I lead, which I feel like is pretty modest.
And recently you've been working on a much smaller scale with a local jeweler designing a jewelry collection. Talk about some of the challenges.
I don't have any training in small metal skills for jewelry. So that was interesting in the way that, you know, I've always been really hands-on involved in the materials and the process of my work. And so I was a little nervous that if I wasn't touching it, that it wouldn't look like I thought or hoped or designed it to look like. And I literally brought cardboard and duct tape mock-ups because the line is based on cardboard and pink duct tape, but realized in silver and pink enamel. And throughout the whole process, we were able to really keep that vision in And so I feel like it looks exactly like I would have made it. I am so invested in the material world. I think that's why I make things, because this busyness of the hands allows my mind to think. So I'm really delving into small materials and cutting and shaping and all the things. I'm like touching a lot of materials again. That's exciting.
Kat Clear, thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Yeah, it was great to talk to you too. Thanks so much.
That's artist and sculptor Kat Clear. Visit VPR.net to see beginning and end photos of some of her projects over the years.